What's up, everybody? Today, we're going to be talking about Disney movie news release dates. We're going to be talking about Frozen 2, and we're going to be talking about Ant-Man. This is Disney News Weekly. Let's do it.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
That is true. We do talk movies, but we also talk TV. We also talk parks. We talk about everything Disney and what is up. Thank you for hanging out with us on this lovely, incredibly warm Wednesday summer evening. What's up, guys?
It's like 81 degrees outside.
It is incredibly warm.
And it's 9 o'clock at night.
That's why it's
why?
Warm. Nobody knows. What's up, guys? How's it going? How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's that popcorn coming?
Popcorn talk.
She's almost
the popcorn.
Done with it.
Follow them on Twitter.
It's popcorn, yeah, it's popcorn talk, ASMR challenge. Sarah's running that show for us, guys. We've got a lot of deep news, a lot of surface Disney starting its next run of promotion news. It feels like
they've been quiet for a few weeks. Like they've been very chill.
Comic-Con. They're saving it all for Comic-Con.
That's
Marvel.
True.
Marvel.
Marvel. But Marvel.
It's Marvel, baby.
But this is
D23 is doing events at Comic-Con for like the first time ever.
D23 is. What are they doing?
I'll look it up.
Yeah,
and tell
I thought
you.
They weren't doing a ton.
Why isn't that
Marvel
in our news roundup?
My bad. I did the roundup at 5 a.m. this morning.
Good call.
Oh my
God. Good job.
You're a pro.
Everybody,
I couldn't sleep.
Round of applause for Sarah, who puts the roundups together
guys,
while I am out of the house all day long.
She's a pro. She's a pro.
I couldn't
she
sleep.
Kills it. She couldn't sleep. Disney keeps her up. This is her whole life. This is her whole passion. But I want to give a quick shout out to the chat room because you guys are joining us, and I always appreciate it. When you guys are coming in on our live shows. So, Disney Film Facts first and foremost. What's up, my boy? Thank you so much for hanging out with us always. What's up? Shout out to Haley Lou Who Vlogs. That's vlogs, but I wanted to continue the rhyme. Elizabeth Cook in there. We've got Super Iron Halo, who likes to question everything I say, but I always appreciate you keeping me on my toes, man. Thank you so much for hanging out. Weirdo Person. Excuse me, weirdo.underscore person. Didn't mean to butcher your name there. Natasha Reddy, always at the ready. We've got Kelly Z from A to Z in the chat room hanging out. You guys are awesome. Thank you for being the returners. That's who you guys are. You guys
the
come
OGs.
Back. The OGs, the loyalists. We appreciate all of your support. Monet Pink in the chat, as always. Sebastian Guzman, Catherine Leong. You guys, you're the best. Lauren West is the best. All right, guys, here we go. Let's jump into the news because we have quite a few things to cover that Sarah's going to have to kind of get nitty gritty on because you know me. I like to dive into the creative, but Sarah likes to dive into the facts. And the first thing is Disney has released a bunch of movie release dates, namely The Jungle Cruise, Maleficent, and Mary Poppins. So first up, Jungle Cruise. Finally got a release date on that movie. Everybody's been wondering. Now that Skyscraper is officially out in theaters, The Rock was allowed to release the next date.
What did you feel about Skyscraper?
Okay, so I know it was in my story that I went to go see it. Jovan, who I went with, he's my best friend. We went, and he was wrong on the time. We were 30 minutes late. So we did not escape
it.
The burning building. We
I
didn't see.
I was your best friend.
I know.
Well,
I'm like
count.
Offended
count.
For Sarah.
I have.
She does count. She counts like
no.
twice.
No, because
over.
Sarah's much more than a friend. She's a part of me. It's like saying I'm my best friend. Sarah's...
Okay, you're letting him off easy up there.
yeah, he's my best boyfriend with Chase.
He's your boyfriend.
Chase. Yeah, he's my boyfriend. Don't get up. Let me have a boyfriend.
Okay.
Why non-binary gender society?
So
yeah, I got to look good for my dudes. Chase, Jovan, Diego, and Richie. Those and Bob. Those are my guys. Those are my five bros.
Bob.
My bro friends. Jungle Cruise.
Anyway,
anyways,
he didn't
we got to
see
really
Skyscraper.
Say. I didn't see Skipper. A skyscraper.
Skyscraper.
I didn't see it, but I will eventually see it because I like to support The Rock. I think he's a great dude. But we got a date for Jungle Cruise, 10/11/19.
That's October 11th, 2019.
October 11th,
so
2019.
So what's interesting about that date to me is that it's not going to be in the summer blockbusters. It's also not going to be in the holiday film. So how good
it's,
is it really?
It's a holiday film. Sort of? No, you're
no,
right.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely. Right.
October is not a holiday film. That's like
Halloween
the middle.
Is a holiday.
No, it's not. That's the middle range between.
If it's a Halloween movie.
Well, ooh.
Does
no,
this
here's
mean,
the thing.
Wait,
the
is
thing.
It going to be like spooky?
Spooky? Dude, what if.
Is it spooky? What if it's secretly spooky?
What if it's like Harry Potter spooky?
Oh my God.
Like
if it's,
the perfect
if
kind
it's
of
spooky. I will be so happy.
It can't
it's
be. It's a jungle movie. It'll be like the spookiest it can get is
like
Jumanji spooky. Yeah.
Literally on the same page. Yeah. We're on the same page. Jumanji
I just
spoopy?
Said Jumanji. Yeah, Jumanji spooky.
Jumanji was fun.
No, kids were traumatized by Jumanji.
Because of the melting dude when he drinks from
and
the
also when it's just like you hear them coming, all the animals.
Oh, you're talking about Indiana Jones still.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Sorry.
You have to remember The Rock is in the new Jumanji, so they have to differentiate the two. So it's very
I'm just
likely.
Saying Jumanji spoopy.
The original Jumanji. The new Jumanji. The new Jumanji is not spoopy. It's fun.
Yes.
Funsies.
But yeah, the original Jumanji is definitely spoopy. Those spiders, that lion, the stampede.
If the dice read 5 or 8 in the jungle, you must wait. Everybody knows. It's spoopy. It's very spoopy. What year is it? Spoopy. But the jungle spoops comes out any year. I'm excited. I want to see what the aesthetic is of that movie.
Now, if it's not spoopy, I'm going to be super disappointed in Jungle Cruise.
Well, it's got to be. It can't be Jumanji light. It's got to be darker.
I know, but I do want some jump scares. Because like I want it to be spoopy, like Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Spoopy.
Okay.
Like that, yeah.
That's a perfect amount of spoop.
Spoopy and
that's,
fun.
That's spoop balanced.
But a better film.
But you're right. I think it's interesting that it's in October.
Child spoopy.
It's after summer films, before holiday films. It's weird. It's the film you go see when you're not seeing films. You know what it is? It's the back-to-school date film. That's what it's going to be. That's why it's going to be spoopy, because if you notice, all the spoopy films come around that time of year. Because the kids go back to high school, they ask girls out, and then they want to hold their hands and then be like, oh, I'm so scared.
Leo, can you say spoopy one more time?
No, I cannot. I can't do it.
Maleficent 2.
Oh, that's a really spoopy villain.
It's going to be released on May 29th, 2020.
2020, that's far away.
That's very far
summer
away.
Release.
So far away.
They got a lot of special effects to do for that film.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got a lot of filming to do for
and
that.
And then they just moved Mary Poppins Returns up a tiny bit. It was going to come out Christmas. And now
that's their holiday film.
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
December 19th, 2018.
They're feeling real confident about that film. They're like, you know what? We feel so good about this. We're done. We're going to wipe our hands clean and we're going to just release it.
I heard it's really good.
And racking the money with Lin-Manuel and Emily Blunt.
That is an all-star lineup, isn't it?
I heard it's like very delightful.
Yeah.
You can't make another Mary Poppins.
Why are you making that face, Sarah?
Oh, did you really hear it was delightful?
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
She genuinely heard from a very close source that it was delightful. Mm-hmm.
Supercalifragilistic.
No, she's not.
Dang it. I
guys,
was about to say that.
I know. I got you.
I 100% am serious. Sarah, this is not a joke. Sarah really heard it was delightful. She heard it was very delightful. yeah. Mary. What was the other one we just said? Mary Poppins. Oh, Maleficent. Are you excited at all for Maleficent?
No.
Okay.
I could care less.
Will you care as it approaches?
But that man, I care so much about.
I care about everything The Rock does. He's my motivation.
I care about it the same amount I cared about the BFG.
Oh, no.
Which you thought it was a BFG.
I didn't see the BFG.
No, she thought it was a BFJ.
BFD, that's what I'm thinking.
Joke.
Oh, oh my God. Snap. That's
unfortunate. Look at The Rock. He's so pretty.
He's a good-looking guy.
He's so kind.
Just follow his Instagram if you want motivation. Next up, Disney has unfortunately, those were things that were coming out, but there are things that are getting put back in the box. Disney has closed
back in the box.
Toon Studios
back
division.
In the box.
Sarah, deep dive it.
Guys, Toon Studios is a division of Disney Animation that has made, you know, all of the straight to DVD movies a la Little Mermaid 2, Lion King 2.
My favorites.
Also,
I love Lion King
Planes.
Oh,
all the
classics.
Planes movies.
The real renaissance.
Most importantly, a Goofy movie. Their best movie that they ever made.
Yeah, I was going to say that one. That one's good.
And they closed it.
R.I.P.
You know, and it's a little sad because at D23 they like showed this kind of incredible footage of what seemed to be a future Planes movie, and it's not happening anymore.
A future Planes movie?
Yeah, they showed this footage of, like, it looked like...
They were planning on making more?
Yeah. They also made all the Tinkerbell movies. They made, like, 6 Tinkerbell movies.
That counts as a success. Parents were scooping up them DVDs for their kids. Monetary, financial success, the Tinkerbell franchise.
Love that merch.
Love it. Jack Sparrow Fairy for life.
I just don't understand. This seems like a part of the company that's like kind of necessary. Like, is there just not going to be sequels anymore ever?
They're making so much money in theaters. They don't need
the sequels. Plus, like,
but it's like you think that they would keep it open to make kind of like stuff like that for the streaming service.
Just like here's the thing.
Just going to make it in general.
Let's look at their success rate though, right?
The Tinkerbell movies were really successful.
Okay, and then.
Those were recent.
I know, but like what else?
The Goofy Planes? Movie is a legend.
That was a success? I thought it was not a success. I thought Planes made is very, very little money.
I mean, they all make less money than
theatrical. But the Tinkerbell movies are, first of all, That did well financially. It spawned sequels of its own and new merchandise and a new section of the park.
Yeah.
New characters. Yeah, the IP was able to grow. Planes, I mean, you're still playing within the Cars franchise and less interestingly so. So that was a big flop. Goofy Movie was dope, but that was like the 90s.
I have a feeling this is what they're doing. They're closing this, but they're going to open up a new branch as soon as the streaming service like gets announced. And they're going to be like, now we have our own streaming service branch. And this is going to create original content for our streaming service. Yeah. That's what they're going to do.
Megan Cawthorn in the chat is saying Disney Toon movies were great for the Disney Channel. Yeah, but you can get better movies for less money on the Disney Channel is the point. And I think that's why they're doing this. But either way, I'm not going to miss it because I was not their target demographic. Not that I'm ever their target demographic, but I'm families. I count as families.
Dude, the Tinkerbell movies are sad.
They're super sad. The first one wasn't bad. I remember seeing that one. It's not bad for a kid.
The kids I babysat liked the Barbie movies, so that's kind of what I stuck to.
The Barbie movies?
Which are not
sad. You're not allowed to talk about that.
Here. I'm sorry.
That's Mattel.
They get real, the Barbie movies.
When I was in Singapore, there was only one channel in English, and it was Disney Channel, and they only played the Tinkerbell movies, and I watched them all.
Only those movies, or was it like a marathon?
It was like a thing at the time.
Okay,
but I got to watch them all.
Mm. Well, rest in peace. Thank you guys for your contribution to the Disney Empire.
Don't worry, they're going to hire you back once. Yeah, don't.
You're
just
literally they're just going to change the name of your department. You're fine.
A bunch of people are fired, man.
Fired.
No, like they are.
Okay, I'm trying to lighten the mood here. another leak, but I don't believe anything's a leak. Oh yeah, come on, Tom Holland leaked it. It's not a leak at all. They monitored that guy's social media.
This article is literally Disney made him leak it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Disney has leaked, quote-unquote leaked, the title of the new Spider-Man movie of Homecoming 2, which obviously would just be Spider-Man. It can't be Homecoming 2, but it's a sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming. There we go.
Spider-Man at home.
Spider-Man coming home. It's called Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, he's not at home. He left home.
He's further away from home than you would have thought.
That's because he's stuck in space.
July 5th, 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, when?
July 5th.
That already passed.
Mr. Stark.
2019.
It's a year.
Mr. Stark, I feel weird.
I'm obviously kidding. I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark.
Oh my God, cry. I'm going to cry.
Where did I read that it's like, I read somewhere that the plot involves him like going on a class trip to a different country. And it's like.
And he's like, what am I going to do? There's no skyscrapers.
But it's also just like, lol. Like.
Thank God he ended up in New York. Because if he was in LA, there's like three square blocks that he could fight crime in.
But this is there's no skyscrapers. What are going to be the we know where he's going. We know, I don't understand how they're going to make this an interesting movie because we literally have seen Infinity War already.
That's what I mean. It's like nothing in Infinity War matters. We knew that already, but it's like, how are you out here, like, releasing things being like, the deaths are final in Infinity War.
No.
Also, in Spider-Man Far From Home, Peter Parker goes to Europe. It's like, well, then he's not dead.
Eurotrip.
Oh, yeah, because it takes place after Infinity War.
Oh, it
2.
Does?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Infinity War 2 comes out, May next year?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, here's the thing. All these movies are meant for, 10-year-old kids who don't read every article on the internet.
That's a lie. They make these movies for us, too.
No. They barely do. Why do you think we're the ones who sit here and complain about every little detail. The kids are
the kids are the ones not reading the articles.
Exactly.
That's what you mean, yeah.
That's what I mean, yeah. But, so yeah, they think everybody's dead. It must
Give
have been
emotional
Give
the kids more credits, guy.
We're over here like, hurry up.
Give them more credit.
Hurry up and come back so we can see your sequel. You're correct, Sarah, and he will meet Gyllenhaal's character.
Jake Gyllenhaal's in it.
He will be in the sequel, yeah. And what is it? Is it rumor or is it confirmed that he's playing Rey Mysterio? That he's playing Mysterio?
I think it's confirmed.
It's confirmed? Mysterio is one of my favorite Spider-Man villains, weirdly enough, because my first Spider-Man comic was a Mysterio comic. And it was a Ben Reilly Spider-Man. It was one where Mysterio made him think that he was shrunk to the size of a toy, like in the movie Toy Story. And he's in his giant Andy's bedroom scenario, and he's fighting all these toys, and Mysterio actually just constructed a giant bedroom so that he would think that he was tiny. Mysterio is like a magician. He's like a David Copperfield who decides to turn to the life of crime. We'll see what they do for the movie, but
now
that's like
his
origins.
Now you see me 3 called Spider-Man
Now you see
Far
me
From Home.
3. Yeah, it's called The Prestige 2 Homecoming. Yeah, we'll see and he wears like a fishbowl on his head. So what's the movie version of this going to look like? Very intriguing, very fun.
I really hope
semi-confirmed, never mind, it's confirmed, confirmed, not confirmed. Great, I'm glad we all agree in the check. but that's all we got for that. No, I mean, there's some new casting news. Is it on that site? Because I saw that Super Iron Halo in the chat is repping Disney Film Facts, who put out some more news, some additional news about casting. Sorry, I'm a second behind on all that stuff right now. But
thank you.
If you fold that up, I'd be happy to read it.
Disney Film Facts.
Thank you so much for keeping it real.
Leo, next you ready to hang out with the Pooh Crew?
Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh Bear.
So right now, da, 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 da. Whenever you watch anything on Hulu, commercials, short little commercials come up for the new Christopher Robin movie. And the first line, it says, "Get ready to hang out with the Pooh Crew." And I just look at them, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to hang out, hang out with the Pooh Crew. That sounds nasty, dude.
You got to get the commercial-free Hulu, man.
Dude, nah, dude. I like the support. Pooh Crew. Pooh Crew 2 coming out.
Pooh Crew, Winnie the Pooh Crew.
God. Gross. Anyways, yeah, so we got a new featurette for Pooh Crew, so let's check it out.
Let's watch the Pooh Crew.
Nicole and Pooh Crew.
I hope they say it. I have to stay for work. Father,
I never see you. It's because I chill with the Pooh Crew.
What to do indeed. What to Pooh Crew? You're here in
London? Where else would he be?
The Pooh Crew on Hulu.
We need to find the Pooh Crew.
Dude, what if you just saw a man walking around with a bear like that? Oh, mother. Oh. Concussion. People can't see you moving
and talking. He looks like a crazy person. Exuberant? I love
play. Did he just do what I've been doing this whole time? Well done. Wait, so they can see him move?
Yes,
they can, but he's pretends that he can't.
So he's real. Oh, I'm plain say what you see. Or could you say what you see a little more quietly? House. Oh no, this movie. Christopher Robin. Owl's an actual owl, but everyone else is a toy.
That's how it is in the thing too.
Kanga.
Guys,
Oh, this music's upbeat, totally changing the tone of this film.
Well, it looks like it's still gonna be sad. Just an average
Wednesday morning. Wednesday.
With the Pooh Crew.
So this is so it's like a comedy then.
I mean, that was really funny, him on the train.
Yeah. This is like very lighthearted.
I think it's gonna pull up the heart.
This movie's marketing just took a wild left hand turn. Nobody saw this coming. It was like super like this summer, prepare to return to your childhood memories. It's like, he's like depressed, and he's like, the only thing that can get me out of this depression is my old friend Pooh Bear. And it's like, I'm Christopher Robin, I've come to help you with your problems. And this one's more like, get ready for a romp and poop in your pants with the Pooh Crew. It's like, whoa.
Feeling exuberant.
When did this happen? I'm feeling exuberant, Christopher Robin.
That was so funny on the train.
House.
I'm like dying about it. It was so funny.
Schlockbuck. Got her.
Just say tree. Just say tree like girls.
Where did this trailer come from?
That was so funny.
This trailer just came out of nowhere.
Oh, my God. I'm dead.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You guys remember the
we're going to have a romp on the 100-acre wood with the Pooh Crew. That's what we're going to do.
I don't know if I can poo it. I mean, do it. Oh, my Jesus. Can someone please find that tweet where we tweeted where we put the 3D dancing Pooh Bear to the Winnie the Pooh theme song? Please. Someone in the chat's talking about it right now. I would love it.
I don't know what it is, so please send it to us in the chat so I can see it.
You've never seen that one?
No!
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
Please
Sarah
find
and I were super
it.
Bored at home, and we memed up the Pooh Crew. Somebody go find that. You guys know what we're talking about. Thank you, guys.
Please find it for me. For God's sake, find it.
Oh, a telephone pole.
Tree. God, that was so funny. I can't wait till you guys are on a train next time. And Leo just pulls it out of his butt.
I'm going to do it in the car. I'm going to do it in the car next time we're driving to Disneyland. I'm just going to be like, traffic jam.
I'm tickled.
Oh my god.
I just really love seeing you and McGregor like
me
so
too.
Sweet and like lovable.
Having like lighthearted. Yeah, yeah totally.
I love you,
Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear.
Me Pooh. Everything's gonna
Your
be
Jim Cummings is exceptional.
Yeah, yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh my god. Next up, More details slipping through the cracks. Plot details rumored for a Frozen Dose. What are they, Sarah?
Is it bad that I feel the same as I feel about Maleficent as I feel about Frozen Dose?
No, I think Frozen Dose will be better than Frozen Uno.
Mm-hmm. Really? I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, people really like Frozen. We gotta do this.
We just spent so much money on revamping our parks with so much Frozen stuff.
Maybe they'll actually have environments in this movie.
Maybe they'll actually be backgrounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm
instead
saying.
Instead of them just walking across.
That's the one thing that bothered me. I was like, yeah, they made this movie with like $5 because there's not a single background. Background object. It's just the characters in white everywhere, except for the castle.
Leo, let it go. Let it go.
Anyway,
don't bother.
Disney Film Facts says that Queen Iduna, I do know her. will be a big part of the film. But here's the thing: she dead, or
she's been dead for 50 years.
Wait, Queen Iduna is their mom, right?
Yeah,
she's back in it. Does she have fire powers?
Is she a mermaid? Did Ariel rescue her and turn her
into a mermaid? Is she Tarzan's mom?
Is she a fire Tarzan mermaid? That'd be cool. So what's... that's not plot. That's just like... I guess that is a plot detail that's a leak. But what does that mean?
It could be flashbacks.
Oh, that's true. Do you think it's going to be about... No, because their growing up story is kind of told in the last movie.
It's about PTSD. Like Elsa being like, my parents locked me in my room my whole childhood.
Really?
It was her own choice, honestly.
Not really.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't, yeah, Leo.
Yeah, and her parents are like, stay
because
room,
my
Elsa.
Parents no. brainwashed me to tell you no because conceal. I'm scared I'm going to hurt you.
She could have done it. She could have done it. That's her own fault,
don't
dude.
Feel.
No.
Leo, you don't understand what it's like being a girl. You listen to your parents.
Yeah.
We didn't all rebel like you did.
I didn't rebel at all.
I am literally the least troublemaking child of all time. okay.
There she is. That's she looks confusing. Like brunette Elsa.
She's dating Errol Flynn. That's pretty
she
cool.
She looks literally exactly like Elsa.
Well, that's because they only have one model. They use
her
for Tangled.
She looks really tired.
She's like...
She looks like... she's just a brunette palette swap of Elsa. What do you think? What do you think this is going to be about? Just the wildest guess. Chat, chime in.
We're going to find out how they're related to Rapunzel, one. Two, I think we're going to find out why Elsa likes girls.
Oh, my God. What if they would have named the character Adele Dazeem, says Zeke Gonzalez? That would have been amazing.
I think it'll be, like, about why she's magical. They don't explain. They only say, like, oh, like, born with it or cursed. And
yeah,
like,
they're
going to
explain,
born with it. Maybe it's
like,
Maybelline.
The lore of the land.
Yeah, they'll be, like, magic.
More than just trolls.
Yeah.
Like, what, you think we'll see the magical world now?
Well, because I think
maybe
a
we'll
lot
meet,
of...
like, more magical people.
I hope so.
Well, yeah, Rapunzel and her hair.
She's magical.
And the flower.
And she lives in that world.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a world full of magic. I want to see some of it. You know, magic snowmen, magic trolls, magic ice, magic hair. More magic, please. What do you...
Lanterns
is it?
That seem well, magical as well?
No, that's just a perception.
I know it's not. I know, but
that's
it
practical.
Feels magic.
That's
it
science.
Feel
the one and the same here. That's all we got, though.
Zachary
let me
Levi's
see. Let me see
magical.
What some of the chat... So, let's see. It's the plot of Once Upon a Time season 4, maybe. That's it. Nobody has any guesses.
If it's the plot of Once Upon a Time season 4, I'm angry and that's stupid.
That would be dumb. They can't already. They already
it wasn't good enough. It wasn't popular enough that season.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Nobody has any theories because I don't think there's
when,
a world
when
here.
Does Frozen 2 come out?
is it, no, actually not the date. I was trying to see if there was a date, but there isn't.
2019,
November
27th. Oh, November 27th, 2019.
So that's their Thanksgiving movie.
Well, they're just packing it. Well.
No, that's
that's a different year. That's a different year.
Can I tell you about.
Oh, no, that is Jungle Cruise year.
Sure.
Can I tell you?
Tell me.
Tell us.
Can I tell you about the Disney panels coming to Comic-Con?
Tell us about it.
This is D23's two exciting panels at Comic-Con this year.
This is big.
Celebrating 90 years of Mickey Mouse and 25 years of Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
How many?
25.
Damn.
I do not like.
Those are the two Disney D23
also,
official.
This is the 15th anniversary of Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that movie changed my life. I remember being in line to go see that movie.
It's a good movie.
I was so excited.
That movie changed my life.
I remember when I saw that movie in the theater, like I expected nothing, right? Mm-hmm. I was like super low expectations. And then I'm in there watching it and I was like, yo, this is a legit pirate movie. Because I realized, like, I don't know what the other, like, what other super legit pirate movies for our generation have ever been made, other than there's that older one,
Treasure Island. Treasure Island. Yeah, that's a legit
Muppet Treasure Island
movie.
Is not though. It's
legit,
like,
pirate movie.
It's not. It's a legit Muppet movie with, about pirates, but it's not a pirate. Like, what's the one? There's that other. Oh gosh, I can't remember.
You
what
should
it's called.
Do you like
with Gina Davis.
I don't know which one. Waterworld?
No, okay. That's a pirate. I guess that is a pirate movie, technically.
But Leo, if you like pirates, you need to watch Black Sails.
Yeah, that. But that's like recent. That's like very recent.
But that's like awesome. That's like that.
Cutthroat
like,
Island. Cutthroat Island.
Okay.
That's the only other legitimate pirate movie that took itself seriously that has come out in like our generation. And I remember seeing that and being blown away that we were getting like full scale multi-billion-dollar movie about pirates. That was cool, and it was also a good movie.
It was just so good. It was. I just remember it changed my life.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it was and my first cosplay.
Also, love me some Orlando Bloom. Like, I loved him as Legolas, and then all of a sudden you gave me Will Turner, and I was like, no blonde wig? Oh my God,
Yeah, he was crushing the franchise scene in those days, but unfortunately,
he's a who now
because he pigeonholed himself as only a young swashbuckler. Mm-hmm. And what happens when you're neither young nor swashbuckling?
You get a room.
You get a movie with Reese Witherspoon that does $0 in the box office. That's what happens.
You date Katy Perry.
Yeah, and you got
He's
naked on a surfboard.
Get
yeah, you got
I
naked on a surfboard.
Mm. Oh well, Orlando Bloom.
I still love you, Orlando Bloom. I can't wait to meet you someday because I had literally a shrine of you of posters in my childhood bedroom.
That's unfair that he can't still be a swashbuckler, but like Johnny Depp can be like an old fat. Abusive swashbuckler.
Here's the thing.
Preach, Sarah, preach.
Here's the thing. We can comfortably say we're good with Orlando Bloom. We like Orlando Bloom. Yeah.
Love him.
If you were to see a movie trailer come out tomorrow, it was just like, this summer from the makers of Total Recall from Blade Runner comes a new science fiction drama romance starring Orlando Bloom, would you be like, what the
I would be super pumped.
No, I mean,
I'd be like, what is this?
No, because this is the thing. This is the problem. He did too many films that, like, it wasn't his fault that the film failed. It was the fault of the studio. It was the fault of the
of
marketing.
Which one?
Of a lot of films.
No. He just needs to lean into the DILF.
Yes.
He has to own it.
Yes.
He has to stop pretending
Sarah,
he's not a
yes.
dad.
Yes. No, you're so right about that. Lean into the young single dad.
He needs to go the way of Jennifer Garner.
He needs to Dennis Quaid it up.
Dennis Quaid it up.
Twister 2.
Make the movie. Make Frequency 2 Orlando Bloom. Frequency 1 was so tight.
Orlando, we are here to support you. Like, we want you to do well. But
we
just
are here to support you.
Welcome to Orlando Bloomy News.
Orlando, if your friends call you. Just don't be the swashbuckler anymore. That's not you, dude.
No, he's not. He's
no,
not doing the swashbuckler
be the
because
sexy single dad.
That was the joke of the whole Pirates franchise was how dumb he was.
Yeah.
Will Turner, you idiot.
Bootstraps. speaking of Lando, this is a piece of news that isn't on our thing, but Billy Dee Williams confirmed to be returning as Lando in the next installment of
Episode 9.
Star Wars.
R.I.P. Lando.
They saw how popular he was in Solo, and they're like, you know what, Billy Dee, bring some Colt 45, let's go.
No, they're just gonna kill him.
That's fine.
Yeah, R.I.P. Lando.
I'd rather him be in the movie and die than die off movies.
That's
not
true.
Even off screen,
they
out of movie.
They gonna kill.
They gonna kill. They gonna kill Lando.
They're gonna be like
walk up and they go push.
Push him. I'm new in town. they're gonna walk up to him and they're gonna be like
house.
Two meta five me.
Anytime somebody whispers now, I'm just gonna think of the Pooh Crew and it will never. I'll
the
never.
Pooh Crew will always do you. True, true.
Speaking of another random thing that I don't think was in the news, is did you guys see those stills from the live-action Lion King?
That's not real.
Those aren't real?
That's not real.
No!
Yeah. That was fake news.
I hate fake news.
It's all right. Moving on.
We're going to talk about Ant-Man and the Wasp now.
Ant-Man and the Wasp. We went to go see
it. Wait, did you see it?
No.
Well, it's okay. We're doing spoiler-free.
Yeah, it's okay. Spoiler-free.
I was saying, if you guys were doing spoiler, I can go.
No, it's okay.
He just walks out.
It's okay. We'll do spoiler-free because there's really not a lot to spoil
I'll see it before the next 2 weeks. So
well, the nice thing is like, this isn't tying to the overall... I mean, I guess this is a spoiler, but no, it's not, because everybody knows this. It's just, it doesn't tie into the overarching storyline of the MCU at the moment. It is its own isolated mini event happening.
Even the scene after the credits?
First of all, why would you do that? Why would you do that? No. Why don't you talk?
We said spoiler free.
Spoiler free, Keaton. Why are you trying to pull things?
No.
How about you be quiet?
Leo.
How about you be quiet? Be quiet, like the wasp.
Okay. Be.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
It was good.
It was good. It was better than the first one, which I'm sure a lot of people were like, yeah, okay, well, the first one was fun. This one
was also fun.
It was also fun, but it was almost like the studio took what everyone liked about the other Ant-Man movie and said, well, why don't we just commit to those particular traits and focus on that? It is a comedy first with action sequences within it.
I love that.
It is really funny. It is not just kind of funny. It's really funny. Michael Peña and Paul Rudd stealing the show.
I love Paul Rudd.
Stealing the show. And look, Evangeline Lilly.
So hot.
Not funny, but she kicks so much booty.
But she's a straight man. She's a straight man in this film.
She is a straight man.
You have to have the straight man to have the true comedy.
And here's what I'll tell you. This will sell a little bit of the film. Hopefully you'll go see it. First of all, go see this movie. Support this movie. All the Wasp fight scenes are on par with the Nightcrawler X-Men 2 level of choreography. A lot. You know, that's considered like one of the best cinematic like undertakings in the superhero movies
today.
Yeah,
but isn't it the villain, though? The villain's that thing that can like... teleport, right? So like that's probably
no. The villain can phase, can go through matter.
Oh, okay.
But the Wasp can shrink and grow and shrink and grow.
Yeah. Okay.
And the way they coordinated it, holy moly,
so
it
good.
Is so good. Like it is visually a treat. And anytime Ant-Man does anything, it's awesome. When he grows big, it's super awesome. When he grows small, it's like or shrinks small, it's really awesome. They really play with that mechanic creatively in this film, and then stack it with comedy as well. You know, and the pacing was great. Tell me about it, Sarah. What did you think?
I liked it.
There you have it.
I don't know what to say. I thought it was good.
Did you like the first one, Keaton?
The first one I did enjoy. It wasn't my favorite Marvel film, but it just didn't feel like it fit within the Marvel films. It was so different, but it wasn't different in the way that I liked
right.
it. Like, Guardians was really different, but like it really was different in something I really like.
Very unique feeling.
Yeah, I'm not a huge, because Ant-Man was a heist movie. A huge heist movie person.
I wish they would have committed to the heist harder. This is also a heist movie, but... Where the other one was like heist action comedy, this one's a comedy action heist.
I'm a huge Lost fan, and I love Evangeline Lilly. I loved the Kate character in Lost, and so
that's who
Ant-Man
plays.
1 was like literally, it was her, I mean, besides The Hobbit, but Ant-Man was like her kind of comeback to the mainstream, and so I was so happy to see it, but I didn't think she had a big enough role in that, so I'm really happy that this movie really focuses on her, and I think she's such a badass superhero.
She steals the badass role, like for 100%.
That's awesome.
Like, she is the straight, like, she's the only straight man in this movie that just, like, owns it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd is charming as ever, but man, Michael Peña, please put him in, please! Hollywood.
He has a TV show that's coming out.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, that he's the lead in. Oh my God, my friend is working on it.
I was reading an article that was saying that I believe it was reading an article, and maybe somebody was talking to me. They were saying that the Michael Peña scenes were some of the hardest to film in the entire movie. The other actors were saying,
Yeah.
Because they couldn't.
Well, you can't give it away.
No, but you know, everybody knows if you've seen the first ones. He's like, okay, here's what happened. And he like starts talking. He's like, so my uncle was talking to this guy, Larry. He works down at this store, right? And Larry drives this car. And he tells these like super convoluted stories that barely have anything to do with the point that he's trying to make. But they're really, really funny. In this movie, of course, that's the cornerstone of his character. So, of course, he does it again. The other actors were saying that it's so hard to keep up with Michael Peña. Not only because he talks fast, but because his ideas are just like flying out of his brain so quickly. That they had trouble...
Extinction.
Like, Extinction.
So Extinction is...
But that sounds serious.
It's a Netflix original film, but he's the lead in it, and...
That sounds, like, serious, not funny.
But it's but he's so good.
No, he's good.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, if you like
I've been a
him,
fan of Michael Peña since next Friday.
If you
Friday.
Like Michael Peña, watch Extinction. He's the key to saving humanity, and Netflix's next original film.
I will support him, but I've always known him from... He's done serious roles. I've seen him in serious roles, but in comedy is where he really... I mean... And next Friday, he plays a little Joker. So funny, man. Anyway, you guys are not Friday fans, I take it. No?
Bye, Felicia!
That's not, That's not Friday.
I thought that was Friday.
Is it? Maybe not. Actually, I don't even remember. It's like I haven't seen the movie in a long time. But yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp, please go support it. Go see it. I highly recommend it. And if you want to hear more about it, I'm sure that Marvel Movie News on this very same network will also be covering it. So, you know, subscribe to the Popcorn Talk and watch all their other films. But do we have any other Disney-related stuff happening? Or
they announced casting for Life Size 2.
It's Tyra. Is she back?
Of course it's Tyra.
Of course Tyra's back.
Well, for, don't attack me. Don't attack me.
They wouldn't be doing a Life Size 2 if Christmas. Tyra wasn't coming back.
It's coming this Christmas.
Is Lindsay Lohan in it?
Oh, he's in the movie Fury with Brad Pitt as Cesar Chavez. Tight. Gonna watch it. Gotta watch it.
Okay. No. Lindsay Lohan is not in it.
Wow.
is Lindsay Lohan allowed to act anymore?
No.
I didn't think so.
It will air on Freeform.
Okay.
And Tyra Banks will play Eve. And this time she'll have to contend with Grace Manning, portrayed by Francia Risa from Secret Life of the American Teenager, who Selena Gomez gave her kidney to. Gomez gave her a kidney. No, she gave Selena Gomez a kidney.
No, yeah,
she gave Selena Gomez a kidney.
That's not nearly as praiseworthy.
It's not nearly as praiseworthy. She was the one who gave the kidney.
She gave
a kidney. She gave Selena Gomez her kidney. And now she's going to be co-starring in Life Size 2.
See what happens when you give kidneys to Selena Gomez?
She's the CEO of Marathon Toys, a toy company that's famous for manufacturing Eve dolls. Unfortunately, her character is notorious for drunken exploits end up all over the news.
And make the company
not look so good. There's other people who I hardly care about in the movie. And I'm excited.
Oh, here's another thing. This Sunday.
What?
By 1 o'clock.
Oh my God.
Hey, I'll let you announce.
This Sunday, Leo and I are doing a thing. This Sunday on my YouTube channel, Sarah Sterling, Leo and I will be live streaming at 1 p.m. Pacific time.
A proposal?
Yes. Leo's proposing to me. Tune in. Leo is going to quiz me using Disney trivia quizzes that
I don't know if I'm going to quiz you.
We're going to quiz me and the audience.
We're going to quiz the audience.
With Disney trivia quizzes that I wrote when I was 10 years old. That I found.
All right, let me expand on that a little bit.
This is amazing.
Sarah was cleaning out a room and she found these quizzes that she'd written when she was 10 years old. What are they called?
Sarah's. The Ultimate Disney Trivia Quiz and the Revised and Easier Ultimate Disney Trivia Quiz.
Yes. And which, by the way, I want to point out every single one of the words in that title is a different font, first of all. Second of all, she wrote these when she was 10. She did not write an answer key.
Nope.
At all.
I was very confident in myself.
Here's the thing. Some of them, you kind of have to know 10-year-old Sarah to know the answers. And some of them, 10-year-old Sarah doesn't know how to be an unbiased opinion. And it's just really funny because it's written by a 10-year-old. You know what I mean? But it's Sarah when she was 10.
I want to know what 10-year-old... I'm going to tune in just because I need to know what 10-year-old Sarah was like.
I don't want to... I want to give you guys a teaser, but I don't want to spoil any of it because it's so good.
Can you just give us one, please?
Give the multiple choice one.
The one that I've been talking about?
Yeah.
There's one where it's like... Well, this is like a dumb one. But it's
yeah, but
like,
I love it.
It's like, what is the name of the man who stole Oswald the Lucky Rabbit from Walt Disney? Is it Charles Mintz? Is it Mr. Stupid? Is it Mr. Annoying? Is it Mr. Idiot?
Which one do you think it is?
I think it's A. And Charles, it's,
just like 10-year-old Sarah going to bat for Walt.
Going to bat. And then like another one is just like, what's, do I own this poster? And it's like a picture of like...
Does Sarah own this poster? Yeah, no, the stream will be live after it's over, so don't worry.
And where are we streaming? On your YouTube. Channel, yeah. On your YouTube. Yeah, so we'll be doing that. It'll be fun. Please tune in. There's no answer key, so Sarah has to be there for some of the answers. Some of them will be Googling live too, I'm sure. Because some of the answers have changed. They're no longer the same answers.
I know. This is interesting.
So it's kind of cool because you get to see like what the scenario was when Sarah was 10 years old at the time. Like what the landscape, what the ecosystem of the Disney World
was. You just really try to dress like your 10-year-old self? Yeah, like when you wake up in the morning, be like, get in your 10-year-old
mindset. We did a test run. I did it with her family.
Yeah.
I read them out loud at her family, like a family get together to her sisters and her aunts and stuff. And everybody was like, Sarah, when did you do this? Like, they didn't even know this little mastermind was living in the house. I was so lonely.
Speaking of your family, if you guys haven't seen the drawing of pasta that Sarah's sister did,
it's super legit.
Pretty incredible.
Super good. It's already on our wall.
Yeah, you got to look at her Instagram because it's amazing. It's so cute.
But last but not least, next week is Comic-Con, which is going to be crazy. San Diego Comic-Con. So I won't be here because you won't be here. I'm imagining.
We'll see. Maybe I can rally.
Yeah, maybe you can rally some troops. So stay tuned to find out more of that. But if you guys are going to be at Comic-Con Thursday night, I'm hosting a little event called Throwback and Dance. So please go to my Instagram. There's a link there. If you guys want to purchase some tickets, come hang out with me. That'd be really cool. If not, look for me. I'll be around. I'll be hosting some panels, which I'll be updating on my Instagram. So follow me there at Mr. Leo Zombie. And hopefully I can meet some of you that normally I wouldn't, because Comic-Con's a place where everybody comes together. It's like a little mecca. It's a little nerdy mecca. And Disney's going to have a lot of stuff going on with Marvel, and D23 is doing some events. So if you're a Disney fan, it is also a place to be.
They're just like giving a little taste.
Yeah, they're like dropping breadcrumbs for us, you know?
Yeah. They're teasing us at Comic-Con.
Oh, you
know? Where DC's like, we're giving you everything.
Yeah, they're we got to talk about Pixar Pier next week, the next
we'll
episode.
Talk about Pixar.
Next time we have next episode.
Sorry. Oh, because I'll have gone.
You have gone by
then. I'm going to Disneyland on Sunday, so if you guys are there, hit me up.
Find her. Look her up. But that's kind of it for today. We had a lot of releases and stuff like that. So thanks for hanging out with us while we talked about it. It's been an absolute pleasure. Chat, you're the best. Everyone else, make sure you subscribe to The Popcorn Talk on YouTube and follow them on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk. And you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Leo Zombie. Where can they follow you?
I'm Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram and Sarah Sterling _ on Twitter.
Dope.
And you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
Killing it. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll see you on the next episode of Disney News Weekly.
Bye.
Deuces.
Love you. House.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.